Welcome to Sonic Serial. I'm Jesse.
And I'm Mark. And we are Sonic Serial.
Yes, we sure are.
And in this podcast, we take a deep dive into albums from some of our favorite artists.
Right.
Track by track. I was going to let you finish that.
This week, we're doing Radiohead. And we're excited to jump in to do their album. We're talking about their 2007 album, In Rainbows. It's a dreamy, brilliant, melancholic ride, and we're here for it.
You know? All right, this album was released October 10th, so almost 70s. 30 years ago.
Yeah.
Damn. And it was self-released, but it was later distributed by XL Recordings.
Yeah. And
what genres does it fall into?
Alternative rock, art rock, experimental rock, art pop, and electronica.
Sounds like Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
And what themes does it deal with?
Love, life, death, explored through the lens of transience and permanence and the human experience. It'll fuck you up, man. Do you want some?
I'll take some.
Okay.
And it was recorded in Wiltshire, Somerset, London, and Oxfordshire. Lots of shires. I wonder if it was at the Shire for Lord of the Rings.
Probably. What's more terrifying than having nothing?
Having everything and losing it all.
You said it.
That's what this album's about.
Yeah.
All their other albums were about, like, a nihilistic future, and this is the first one where they were like, you know, wow, what if I actually get the things that I want?
Yes.
Then the biggest fear is losing it.
The last one was more political. This one is just, like, more introspective.
Like you.
Yes, but first I want to tell you that last time I forgot to mention when the band members were exploring other opportunities. This is called Missed Opportunities. And so, yeah, before they were started recording In Rainbows, Johnny Greenwood and Phil Selway were in the 2005 film Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire as part of the band Weird Sisters. Did you see that one?
No, I didn't.
They also recorded 3 songs for the soundtrack.
Hmm. Were you into that?
No.
All right, so today we're doing songs 1 through 5 on the album, and they are
15 Step, Body Snatchers, Nude, Weird Fishes, Arpeggi, and All I Need.
Speaking of Body Snatchers, can we just take a moment to appreciate your outfit?
Thank you.
You have on a, what does this shirt say? Oh, it's a Miu Miu shirt.
It's a Min Min. Get it right.
Shirt with diamonds on it. And a pink elastic harness.
From a little town in Spain called Orense.
And a bunch of Radiohead buttons. And then a vest that looks like...
It's from Macy's. But in 2009...
That's when you got that?
Yeah.
Damn.
Vintage.
It's very Backstreet Boys go to...
Columbia.
The North Pole.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say.
All right. Before we get into the songs, we just want to talk a little bit about how these songs charted. So Nude of these songs was the most successful commercial single, and it gave the band... one of the few top 40 hits in the U.S. that they had, and it hit top 10 in several European countries and Canada.
Wow, that's a big deal.
Yeah. What else? What other songs charted?
Body Snatchers performed very well on the U.S. modern rock radio, reaching the top 10 of that specialized chart.
Hmm. I wonder what classifies as modern rock now.
Whatever comes out during the times. I don't know what you're talking about.
I wonder, because I bet modern rock is just considered indie now.
Yeah.
Even that's not indie, because whatever. No. And then Weird 15 Step, Weird Fishes, and All I Need didn't chart as commercial singles, but All I Need was a radio promo. Can you tell me about that?
No.
Okay. I think it's what a radio promo is, what a band sends to all the radio stations hoping they'll play it.
Yeah.
But the radio stations were like,
this is too depressing.
Not on my watch, honey. What about the other tracks?
They're highly regarded as fan favorites, and the other tracks are critically acclaimed and highly streamed album favorites. But they were not released.
All right, so the first song we're doing is 15 Step. Let's take a listen. All right, tell me what you think about it. What's your first impression?
It's not bad, but it's hypnotic and groovy. But 15 Step is actually based on some lyrics Tom wrote. He's scrawled in the pages of a mythological adventure book called Batolino by Umberto Eco.
Have you seen that book?
I have not seen it.
Okay, I don't know. I feel like you're the kind of fan that would have that.
No.
Although you're not really into mythological adventures.
No, I'm not.
The music for 15 Step was born out of experimenting with unconventional rhythms. Like what? Like 4/5?
Yeah, or 5/4.
5/4, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah. A Metacritic said it's danceable, glitchy, and it opens the album.
Not saying a lot, but nothing.
What did you have to say about it, though? You said...
I think Little Mama's lip gloss stole her look. Or her sound, actually. Let's take a listen.
Little Mama.
It was only a year later. Little Mama came out in 2008 with that song. So.
Little Mama, show some respect. Little Mother.
So let's talk about lyrics and what it's about.
15 Step is about that dreadful feeling of not doing what you wanted to do or should be doing because you've gotten lazy and now time is running out.
Do you feel like that sometimes?
Yes, all the time. Well, the title 15 Step is a reference to a long drop gallows where people were hung in the olden days.
You know what long drop gallows means?
Yeah. It's like the wooden plank thing.
And you drop.
Has a trap door.
The difference is that you drop so far that it breaks your neck right away.
Yeah.
As opposed to like just, you know, hanging where you choke to death. So it's actually more kind.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Apparently, this is the third Radiohead song to bring up the number 15, because they also did it in Just and Climbing Up the Walls.
What do you think their fascination is with that?
Some people are into
numerology.
Yeah, and have lucky numbers and stuff like that.
What's your lucky number?
I'm not telling.
Mine's 7 and 25. 7, 25, 75.
All right.
And 250.
Mine is 3 and 5.
She's an odd number bird. The lyric, first you reel me out and then you cut the string, feels like a metaphor for life, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway.
Like how we're born, being pushed out or pulled out into life against our will. And then we're just sent on our way to figure it all out and see what happens next. No kings.
Yeah.
Those are some affirmations, Mama.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about production. Because the song starts with an electronic drums layered on warped sample drums programmed with the Max MSP software.
You know that Max MSP software?
Yeah.
Have you used it?
No. Hmm. We've talked about it a lot on this podcast.
We have.
And there's smooth and warm guitars and bass.
So porny.
And Ed O'Brien even played an auto harp on 15 step, and he runs it through his pedal board. You know?
It's like some weird fanfic. And there's a little on the Montnot played by Johnny.
15 step.
Do you think Johnny, Angry Johnny, that was about him?
Yeah. 15 step has a quintuple beat meter, and the hand clap beat was inspired by Peaches' Fuck the Pain Away.
Really?
Yeah.
Sucking on my titties like you wanted me, calling me all the time like Blondie. Check out my Chrissy behind, it's fine all of the time. Like sex
on the beach. I would have thought that came out after this, but I guess not.
Who would have thought Peaches would influence Radiohead?
Me?
It's okay.
The sound of children cheering on the song was recorded at the Matrix Music School of Arts Center in Oxford.
But I could have sworn all this time I thought it was part of GarageBand's sound library. I swear I've heard it before.
You know, the sound of children, whatever, laughing. What?
Yeah.
Like children cheering, they all sound the same. They have high-pitched voices.
Yeah, know? I guess so.
Okay. Can we hear that GarageBand version?
There.
Okay. Do you think it sounds the same?
Yeah.
Any fun trivia about this song?
In 2008, Radiohead's label held a contest to submit storyboards to be made into videos for the songs on the album, and Hideyuki's Koda's storyboard.
Hideyuki.
Thank you. Yuki's storyboard for 15 Step 1, and it was made into a video. And they got $10,000 for it.
That's not a lot. For a Radiohead video? They spent millions on videos before.
This image is blowing my mind. What is that?
They stole Chim Chim's look from Speed Racer. Chim Chim's the monkey. So I feel like it was inspired by Speed Racer.
That's cute.
I know. Do you feel like the monkey right now?
Yes, I feel like. And you're Chim Chim or whatever.
No, Chim Chim's a monkey.
Oh.
But in the previous year, Adam Buxton and Garth Jennings made a little video for the song based on the ending of the film Seven, and it was shown on the band's website, and it features his head in a box.
Yeah, I think Adam Buxton was a comedian, and so that's why there's some comedic elements to these things. Well, 15 Step was used for the ending of your favorite series, Twilight. Did you know that?
No, because I've seen Twilight. I saw the first movie.
Yeah, it was at the end credits.
But I didn't see the other ones.
It's okay.
I would watch them.
Yeah.
They're a cultural touchstone.
Radiohead was... they first performed 15 Step in Copenhagen in 2006.
And I wonder why it's Nina Hagen. Oh, Nina Hagen, Copenhagen. Okay.
Yeah.
And Haagen-Dazs.
Yeah.
The most notable performance of 15 Step was at the 2009 Grammy Awards. Is that the one where Gwyneth Paltrow interviewed them?
She didn't.
Introduced them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Johnny and Tom performed on stage with 36 members of the USC Trojan Marching Band.
Which we saw in person.
Yeah.
Randomly.
Well, it probably wasn't the same people, but like it's the same...
Yeah, the marching band.
Marching band.
Yeah.
Same school.
Maybe the same conductor and some of the same...
Maybe, but okay. They were playing Gloria Estefan. I recorded some of it.
Let's take a listen.
Yeah, they still got it.
And Gwyneth Paltrow was wearing a gold Versace dress.
She sure was.
Because that's relevant.
And there's also a mashup with Dave.
You're like the relevant police. You stop me whenever I say anything, and then you put this in the notes.
Well, I'm so tired of wasting time. There's a mashup of with Dave Brubeck's Take Five that slaps. That just slaps, you know?
You said it slaps your ass cheek straight to the wind.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's how I feel right now.
And as far as a cocktail for this song, I would prepare something called the Electric Waltz, and that has
vodka, yuzu, honey, sea salt.
Yeah.
That's pretty much all you need.
That's all you need.
Get it at your local Safeway.
No, your local Mr. Liquor. I do not understand. Body Snatchers.
Yes.
What's your first impression?
Well, it should have been a B-side, in my opinion, or something, but I guess this is for the ones that miss the old Radiohead and are scared to try new music styles.
Burn.
Yeah.
I'd say it's a little rough around the edges. It's not bad for a rock song, but I don't think it fits on the album. Like the other songs.
I mean,
not one of my favorites.
Yeah, maybe on the last one.
Yeah.
Because it's more aggressive and high energy, but yeah, not. Skip.
And what did Metacritic say?
A high energy driving song with the frenetic pace.
Rock song. That's how you feel about it. And Tom said that this song was inspired by bands like Wolf Mother, who I saw in San Diego.
Oh, how are they?
They're good. I saw them at a little bar. Newell and...
New. And...
Well, who's New?
They're Krautrock, German.
And who else?
Other dodgy hippie rock.
Is that a band?
No.
It should be.
Okay.
What's your favorite lyric from this song?
I have no idea what you're talking about. Your mouth moves only with someone's hand up your arse.
Don't criticize me. What's your favorite lyric?
Yeah, apparently the lyrics for Body Snatchers were inspired by The Stepford Wives and Victorian ghost stories.
Imagine a Victorian Stepford Wives. I'd watch that.
That would be cool.
Victorian Ghost Stepford Wives.
Yeah, because it's about the inability to connect with other people.
We've all been there. It's like being paralyzed by societal expectations to the point that it crushes your soul
and dims your shine. You become something for someone else, ultimately leaving you unhappy and numb.
You ever feel like that?
Yeah.
Watch it.
It reminds me of the film Under the Skin.
Mm.
Do you ever feel like you're an alien?
Yeah. Sometimes I feel like I'm walking a normal pace and everyone around me is moving really fast.
Wow. Because you walk like fast sometimes.
So... Just imagine how fast everyone else is moving.
You're just trying to catch up with them?
Maybe. Or maybe I feel like they're just, you know, not stopping to smell the flowers.
You be doing that a lot.
I do be doing that a lot.
It's cute.
So what else? What about production?
This is the only track on the album that was recorded live with all the band playing together.
And there's prominent distorted guitar And Nigel said that they got the distortion sound by using an old mixer from the 1960s that was used for Motown music. When I first read that, I thought it was like a mixer, like in the kitchen.
Yeah. Oh. Well, there's drums and bass.
You're kidding.
And Johnny plays the Onde de Maintenant.
Are there any Radiohead songs that don't have drum or bass?
Yes. And maybe on this album, we'll talk about them.
All right. That's what I was alluding to. Why did you put your picture in the notes?
That's what I'm wearing tomorrow.
As far as trivia, Radiohead played Body Snatchers live for New Year's Eve in 2007 in their studio, and they called it the Scotch Mist version. What studio? In London?
Yeah.
You know about that Scotch Mist?
No.
I don't know. I'm thinking it's either like the Scottish Highlands have like that fog.
Mm.
Or if you drink too much scotch, maybe it's like you're in a fog.
It's a double entendre.
Mm. We love her. Well, Tom, we love when she shows up.
Thom Yorke also performed Body Snatchers last November in Nagoya, Japan.
It
was also featured in the series Bates Motel.
Did we watch some of that?
Maybe one episode or two.
Okay.
It's a good show. I'd watch it again.
Yeah. And what cocktail would you serve while you were listening to the song?
Body Aesthetic Burn.
And what's in it?
Mezcal, espresso, liqueur, mole bitters, chili rum. Chili rum.
What? It's mole, like.
Okay, whatever.
All right, let's talk about nude.
The font is so tiny. Yeah, let's talk about nude. So
I think it's a pretty song. It's laid back, it's relaxed, it's floaty, and for me it's one of the better songs on the album.
For sure, it's probably one of my favorites.
And what did Metacritic say? Oh, do you have anything else to say about it?
No. You basically said it. It's all good.
Okay. What did Metacritic say?
It was a slow, atmospheric, and melancholic song featuring a powerful and emotional vocal performance from Thom Yorke. I agree.
Yeah. What else? Tell me some more about the song.
Nude is the oldest track from this album. It goes back to the OK Computer era a decade earlier, where they recorded a more soulful version that sounded like an Al Green song.
Was it actually inspired by Al Green? Or didn't it have like an Al Green riff
in
it? We saw
like
that today.
It sounds like his song, How Do You Mend a Broken Heart, or something like that.
Yeah.
You know that song?
No. Oh. No, but it was on YouTube.
Yeah. Anyways, they weren't happy with it until they revisited it for this album.
It's funny because I saw something that said that this song was 10 years in the making, but it wasn't really. Like, that makes it sound like every day they were working on it.
Yeah.
And like it took 10 years. No. But it was more like they just
put it on the shelf, came back to it later.
Yeah, some would say back burner.
It's okay.
It had many working titles, including Failure to Receive Repayment Will Put Your House at Risk.
Wow.
That's a long title.
Yeah.
What else?
Big Ideas. Don't Get Any Big Ideas.
I think they made a good choice.
Yeah. It was saved when Colin Greenwood came up with an entirely different bass melody, and that just sparked their whole new vibe for the song.
Okay.
Anyways, where does the title Nude come from, though?
It comes from a lyric that got cut from the song. What do you look like when you're nude? Why didn't they keep that in? I feel like that's such an existential question.
Wow.
Okay, Tom said he was going to ask Elvis Costello and the Attractions to record Nude, since they'd probably do a better job, and Radiohead just couldn't get it together. You like the Elvis Costello?
Not really.
I only like one of their songs.
I heard Elvis Costello sing with strings. Those are good.
What's your favorite lyric?
My favorite lyric is, "You'll go to hell for what your dirty mind is thinking."
Always put me down. Why do you like this lyric?
Because it makes me think of a community that's big on conformity. If you have a thought that differs from the norm, you get ostracized. In the context of the song, it's like saying that thinking outside the box is wrong and you should live a life of emptiness like everyone else.
Welcome to 2025 in America. I think it's about never being able to feel fulfilled or live up to society's expectations.
Right.
I know you kind of said that, but it's a little different.
Yeah, it's okay. Take.
Okay.
Did you call me a dick?
No, it's a different take. I called you a pussy before I called you a dick.
Wow. Yeah, I just like the way he sings this lyric. Anyway, you can try your hardest to fit in and do what others tell you is right, but you're never going to fill that void, you know?
I know. Do you consider yourself a nonconformist?
I'm breaking out of that as I get older.
Wait.
I mean, I'm... You know what I mean.
You're becoming less interested in conforming.
Right, yeah. You?
I go through phases. Like everything in life.
Yeah, I guess same here, yeah.
Nude begins with the ending of the song reversed, and it sounds like a tape starting up. Let's take a listen to that.
Yeah, it's in 6/8, this one. And
this one.
It's got drums, bass, soft guitars, and that haunting on the mano. Because it just sounds like
played by a ghost.
Yeah, or it just sounds like a ghost, like whining or howling.
So basically, you when you're asleep.
It sounds like. Yes, it sounds like wolves howling in the distance.
What else about it?
It's notable for its bass and heavy reverb that can make one feel lonely and lost.
Is that how it makes you feel?
Yeah, and it also features strings played by the Millennial Ensemble, a London string octet that had worked with Charlotte Gainsbourg and the Divine Comedy. So, Johnny Greenwood played the guitar by lightly running his thumbnail along the strings. You know?
Tom said he felt uncomfortable when he would see Johnny lightly running his thumbnail up and down the strings.
No.
Oh.
When he first started singing it.
Because he wished it was him that he was running his thumbnail up and down.
That's what this song is about. Tom said he felt uncomfortable
Why?
Because when he first started singing it, it was the high feminine falsetto style, but he kind of grew to like it.
Don't we all? Right before it all ends, the song breaks out in an uplifting mood for a very brief moment.
Yeah.
And what does that remind us of?
It reminds us that there's still some hope underneath the sadness Radiohead creates.
I don't think they create sadness. I think they just sing about it.
Okay.
What? It's a distinction worth noting. Is there a music video for this song?
Yeah, it was directed by Adam Buxton and Garth Jennings, who we were talking about earlier.
What else did they do?
Garth Jennings directed The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
The one with Johnny Depp?
No. I don't know who that had. I never saw it.
Okay.
Anyway, making the video was a really fast process. The video involved the band thrashing about for 7-second increments, so it could be slowed down dramatically. The directors even threw fake snow at them.
It was Sam Rockwell.
Yeah.
Okay.
Buxton said, "When you've got a song as lovely as Nude, you could pretty much film a hairy arse in slow motion, and it would be moving."
The arse would be moving?
Yeah, I guess it would.
If the video looks just very like art school, you know.
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely.
It also reminded me of those videos you see on social media where people jump up and down and their face gets frozen in that, like, the ugly face.
Yeah.
It was first performed live in Tokyo in
19... But now you can just do that with iPhones.
Okay. You could do it with any phone like 20 years ago.
Yeah.
You just gotta take the picture at the right time.
Yeah.
It was first performed live in Tokyo in 19... Anything else you want to say about?
No, okay. I'm sorry.
In 1998 during the OK Computer tour.
Yeah.
Have you seen them perform this?
I saw them perform this at Outside Lands in San Francisco, and my cousin said it reminded her of The Little Mermaid.
Speaking of, what are we watching right now?
It's a movie called The Daydreamer.
And it has like a little mermaid in it.
Mm-hmm. There's a YouTube user, Hollow Petit. He made a version of Nude in the major key.
Do you want to play
it? Yeah.
Sorry, I was about to burn.
Yay.
The band held a remix competition for Nude. That's good. And made the stems available on iTunes. And they said, where are we watching? They said, nice stems. And they were talking about, oh, Batman. They were talking about Poison Ivy, and they're like, nice stems.
Yeah.
What was that? I thought you were clowning me, but now you're just scaring me.
Okay.
Anyway, they put them on iTunes, but they said that you'd need their permission if you wanted to actually commercially use them, like to make money.
Yeah.
Did you use them for any?
Sorry, what?
Did you use them for any of your songs?
No.
Okay. And Nude was featured in the 2016 Tina Fey film Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. Have you seen that?
No, did you?
Mm-mm. Is this a real picture of Tom York nude?
No.
Oh. I don't know. Is that really him on the beach?
Yeah.
Just his nilly parts are...
No. Yeah, Photoshop.
Okay. Why does it say too late on this meme?
I don't know.
Like, somebody's like... You missed out? I don't know. Weird. Speaking of Tom York, apparently there was this thing that was put out that people thought that Glamour magazine had named him one of the sexiest singers alive, but it was a hoax. Look at the picture they picked for the hoax cover.
I don't want.
Okay. As far as the cocktail, we would serve a cocktail called the Weightless. What's in it?
Gin, pear, elderflower, absinthe mist.
Yeah.
Hmm.
No whoop. Here we are.
Weird fishes.
That's us.
Yeah, we're talking about weird fishes / arpeggi. Or arpeggi.
Have they ever talked about why they give so many songs these double names? Is it because they can't decide and it's like a democratic thing for the band?
I mean, can you imagine that?
What?
Being, you know, with four guys.
Go on, I'm listening. I don't know where this is going.
No, five guys trying to make a decision on
a song title.
One thing, and it's like sometimes you have to like just go with two things.
Yeah. I wonder why they just didn't go with five things. What's your first impression of this song?
I really like the mixing and production. It's one of those songs that you can listen to over and over. It definitely puts you at ease. It's one of those chill, transcendental songs with just the right amount of emotion. You okay?
Just the right amount of emotion? For who? Well, Metacritic said, this is an intricate and complex song, layered guitars and a feeling of being lost at sea.
Yeah.
You got somewhere to be?
No.
Okay. Just turn your phone over.
Why? My favorite lyric is I get eaten by the worms and weird fishes, picked over by the worms and weird fishes.
And why do you like that?
It feels like an escapist song.
No, but why do you like the lyrics?
Because...
Is it like a kink?
No, it just reminds you that we're all gonna become like worm and fish food. It's over by the worm.
Weird fish. You know that song, Do Never Laugh When It Hurts Goes By, because you may be the next to die?
No. Should I play it?
Yeah.
Should we play it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
The worms crawl in, the worms crawl out. They creep all over your chin and mouth. They call their friends' friends too. You look like hell when they get...
Anyway, they talk about the worms.
Mmm.
This feels like an escapist song, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Where are you escaping to? Or what are you escaping from?
Your reality.
What are they escaping from?
The singer wants to transcend and have an out-of-body experience for something beautiful. But in the end, they come back to reality and realize the cycle of escaping and returning.
Would you rather escape and have to return or never have escaped at all?
Wow. I don't know.
Okay. Just do shrooms.
Yeah, that's...
Can you imagine if we would have done another dose? Okay.
Okay.
Production. What does this song feature?
Well, Weird Fishes features a soft guitar work inspired by Steve Rake.
Who's Steve Rake?
He's like one of the pioneers of ambient experimental music. I don't know.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I like his stuff.
Yeah, I do too.
His stuff.
He, you know, he's big on arpeggies.
Aren't we all?
Or arpeggies. I don't know. Anyways, it has bass and drums. And something called a metallophone. And Ed sings on Weird Fishes as well.
Hmm. Okay.
I like fish. The food.
Arpeggio in English. Arpeggio.
There.
Thank you.
So it's a soft G.
I know, but plural, is the arpeggi, or is it arpeggi? Why would...
Remember that movie, Piggy? Good.
Yeah.
Watch it, Piggy. It's a Spanish film.
Watch it, Piggy.
Watch it, Piggy.
Yeah, there's a music video directed by Tobias Stretch, who got $10,000 for the video.
Did we already say this?
No. He's from Pennsylvania, and he has a lot of stop-motion videos on his Vimeo, so...
We were talking about how Radiohead and Bjork have a lot of similarities when it comes to the visual expression of their music.
Yeah.
A lot of stop-motion and a lot of kind of nihilism, but... I was saying I feel like Bjork's is more hopeful and theirs is more depressing.
Yeah, it's like yin and yang. Johnny made a Scotch Mist remix, which is more electronic.
Can we hear it?
Yeah.
I always like the electronic versions more.
Yeah. And,
have you seen them perform this song?
I might have, but Weird Fishes was first performed in 2005 at the...
Are you already coming down?
No.
Then don't bring us down.
Damn. At the 2005... At the Ether Festival, where Tom sang and Johnny played the Ondemattno with the London Sinfonietta and six Ondemattno.
You just really like singing that. Tom played Weird Fishes live in Tokyo last November.
Wow. And
it shouldn't be surprising. It sounds like he did a concert in Tokyo last November, and we've talked about it a lot.
Well, electronic artist Kelly Lee Owens.
I can't imagine he only played one song.
Covered Weird Fishes for her 2020 album, and her song is called... It's called arpeggi, since it's just arpeggi. I don't. Since it's
the J.
Okay, since it's just the instrumental, she doesn't sing on it.
And Jamie XX Subtract and Fanagram also covered the song.
Wow.
Which one do you like the best out of those? I like the Fanagram version. And you?
I like the Kelly Lou Owens version.
Okay.
And there's a mashup with Kendrick Lamar's Swimming Pools.
You like that?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's play it.
I never heard it, actually. I don't know.
Well, there we go.
It could be terrible. It could be good. Either way. Music is music.
Let it live its life. Speaking of living life, I would pair this, or I would serve this, I would listen to this while drinking a song called The Undertow. Which is rum, blue curacao, lime, and coconut water. Very tropical.
That, yeah, sounds refreshing. How come we never have blue curacao? We sure do talk about it a lot.
We sure do. I don't know.
Lots of sugar.
Okay. Susan powder.
Okay. Let's talk about the next track. All I Need.
Okay.
I'm the next step. Waiting in the wings.
So what's your first impression of this song?
This is a song that you'd hear in a film where the main character goes to a bar because they're going through it. Kind of like I am right now.
Okay. I like that it's dark, and I like the outro.
Yes.
Another favorite of mine from this album.
Yeah.
What did Metacritic say?
Metacritic said it's dark and brooding.
I didn't say anything.
Electronic track with a heavy pulsating beat about the desperation of needing someone.
Have you ever felt so desperate while needing somebody? Go blow your nose. And get me one too. Have you ever felt so that desperation of needing someone?
Yeah.
What happened? You gave up.
I succeeded.
Oh. Okay. Gotta cut that out.
You cut it out.
That's your job. I just show up and look pretty. What's your favorite lyric from this song? Are you okay?
It's emotional. My favorite lyric is, I am a moth who just wants to share your light. I'm just an insect trying to get out of the night. I only stick with you because there are no others. It's like romantic yet creepy and desperate.
I'm still with you because there are no others.
I thought you said, I'm just a moth who wants to shame you. Shame your light. Sorry.
Yeah, it's like a mature creep, and it deals with obsession and loneliness.
Hmm. Whatever. You think that?
Yeah.
Okay. Wow, misheard lyrics. You haven't done these in a while.
Yeah. Well, this one's funny because it's the misheard. The original lyric is, I'm an animal trapped in your hot car. But the misheard lyric is, I'm an atom bomb trapped in your hard cock. Can you imagine?
Yeah, that would hurt.
Anyway, let's move on to production. All I Need is made up of different parts from four different recordings of the song.
This is like a Frankenstein.
Yeah.
There's drums, piano, strings, and a droney synth bass played on the Prophet 5.
Yes. Ed O'Brien used a guitar with four bottom E strings to create a thick sound.
Only two C's?
Yeah. And Johnny wanted to have some type of white noise in the song, so he had the string players play all the notes on the scale of the song, which is G major, I believe.
Johnny also put his own put in his own viola playing.
Yeah.
He played viola on the song?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, do you have a bus to catch?
I'm trying to put something on the TV. Hold on. Oh,
okay.
Just bear with me, because there's nothing on the TV right now.
Okay.
Let me... Don't film me. Why are you filming me?
Sorry, why is my light on? It's not the look. Hold on.
Oh, there we go. That's better.
Would you? Oh my god. No.
And then it's like images of your mom crying. Yeah, Johnny played his viola on this song.
Yeah.
And Johnny also plays the Celesta Rhodes piano and glockenspiel.
And the band performed the song in 2006. And by this song, I mean All I Need. In case you're just tuning in. And they used a fan.
You're tired or
they,
something?
They used a fan.
This is too much for you.
They used a fan recording of the performance to reference the song while they were recording it in the studio. Do you think they thanked that fan? Yes or no?
Yeah, they okay. should.
But do you think they did?
No, I don't think they did.
Okay. Did this song have any other uses?
Well, The Weeknd uses the bass line of All I Need for his 2006 song, or his 2016 song, Airports.
And All I Need has been covered by Bat for Lashes. Do you remember them?
I didn't really listen to them.
I didn't either, but I remember them because I thought their name was cool.
Yeah.
And Mumford & Sons. And
do you remember them?
No. I mean, I heard of them, but not a cool name for me. I don't know. I didn't care for it. So, you know, it's one of those names of a band where you're like, I don't like your name, so I'm not going to listen to your music.
Yeah, I think it was all just part of that, like, era of music where it was like, everyone looked like they were a logger and
yeah.
from the 1900s and I don't know. It's not for me.
And you look just, a logger right
and
now.
And they just go like, boom, clap, yay, woo.
You look like a big gay logger right now.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And then Weird Fish did a shoegaze cover.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, you want to hear that or no?
Sure.
Okay. and there's a mashup with the Deftones song called Sex Tape.
Yeah. And Hello Patif made a version in the major key.
Okay.
So
these lights are getting more trippy.
I think they're like dictating the mood. If you didn't know, there's a music video directed by Steve Rogers in collaboration with MTV Exit, which is End Exploitation and Trafficking,
which promotes awareness around human trafficking and human slavery.
Yeah,
I was just taken aback. And the video shows the differences of livelihood of one boy in the West and another boy in the East. I think about this all the time.
Do you?
Yeah, because I think, like, how did I end up...
I feel like if you think about that all the time, your clothes would be, like, more from, like, Goodwill or, you know, or...
No, I just... I don't... Okay, maybe not all the time, but there's certain times when I feel really fortunate. And in those times, I think about that. That's all.
All right. Yeah, you still...
what?
I don't know.
Go on. I want to hear this.
Yeah, we still have a little boy trapped in the closet making our shoes.
What? Oh, I get it. Are you making fun of human trafficking?
No.
Okay. Anyway. It's a serious matter. And...
there's a hotline. If you know someone, report it. It's wrong.
Don't. It's 888-373-7888. They should not make it so complicated to report that. Who's going to remember that?
Well, is there like a saying that goes with it?
Oh.
Like, don't do it. Sex trafficking or human trafficking, both are wrong.
Oh my god.
Anyway, let's just move on. We're not equipped to talk about this stuff.
Frederick Douglass said, "Power concedes nothing without demand. It never did, and it never will."
What are you talking
Preach
about?
Mama.
All right. Anyway, back to Radiohead. If you were drinking a cocktail, did we, yeah, cocktail.
Did we talk about the music video? Oh, yeah, we did. Did you have the same thought?
Yeah.
We don't want to talk about that video again.
No. Can I get an All I Need?
No, that's just the song.
Oh, yeah. If you want to drink while listening to All I Need, you should order this low gravity.
But they wouldn't know what it was because I just made it up.
Oh.
But the slow gravity is bourbon, Amaro, black walnut bitters, and honey.
Yeah.
I'd have one right now. Instead, I'm drinking
pineapple juice and lemonade.
We're done already?
Oh, you want to keep going?
What are we going to do with the rest of our high?
Watch TV, like okay. We always do. You want to go outside?
No, I don't. Just be like one of the other people on Market Street.
You want to go on the roof?
No, I would jump off.
Oh.
And that wraps up our journey through the first five songs of In Rainbows. What's next?
Oh, man.
Please, Lord, tell me that we only have one more.
No. Oh. What are you talking about?
We have two more podcasts? Two more episodes?
Oh, yeah. One more podcast.
Don't look like, you look like somebody just punched you in the face.
One more. Yeah, in the next episode, we'll be wrapping up this album.
That was my question.
In Rainbows.
I didn't know if you were going to draw it out.
Yeah, and with tracks like Fast Arp. I don't know. The reckoning, something like that.
I think you should quit while you're ahead.
No, I'm usually good at this.
Okay.
House of Cards.
Okay.
Jigsaw piece of puzzle. What? Falling into place. I don't know. Something like that. And Videotape. I like that song.
Videotape?
Yeah, it's a good song.
Okay. Great.
Anyway. So what we'll be doing next. We gotta go. Or not.
No. Just give me some final words on the first half of this album. When you first heard this album and you got through the first five songs, how'd you feel?
I don't know.
Uncomfortable, like you look right now?
No, like, I'm liking it so far. I'm excited to see where it goes next.
Okay.
It's just like an album in such a short span of time.
Yeah,
like,
that's true.
But it takes you on this whole ride that feels like it should be like...
like a movie sometimes.
Like a day.
Yeah. How are you liking doing mushrooms versus doing pot gummies? Would you do it again?
Yeah, but like, you know...
A little less? A little
it's
more?
It's like going to Trader Joe's and going to Whole Foods.
Okay. That's a really good... Wait, which one is which?
Trader Joe's is the edible gummies.
Yeah. Because
you get to eat all the snacks and then...
Oh, yeah.
And drink all the drinks. And,
it's like Whole Foods because it's...
From the earth. It's healthier.
Okay.
Yeah. There you go.
All right.
Well. And it's nasty. It doesn't taste as good.
Are you hungry right now? I'm not hungry.
I'm not hungry. Good for the body and the environment.
Are you seeing something coming down the hall?
No.
Okay. All right.
Bye.